It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pitch. Swing and a high fly, left center field, fairly deep. Bader on the track in front of the wall. He has room. He makes the catch.
Stick with him.
And that's the ball game.
And that's the ball game. And that's the New York Mets season. See you guys. The Phillies win again. Welcome on. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A ton to get into today. Rhea Hughes will join us at 11. We'll look forward to a big one in Kansas City on Thursday night. We got another pair of tickets to give away to the Mike Tyson event. And a big big event coming up on our show tomorrow. Jolly versus Elliott Shore Parks, by the way. But we start with the Phillies. What a win, what a run, and hopefully what an October to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, look, you know, it's okay to eat bacon for dinner. It's okay. Especially that pepper cracked bacon.
Oh, you had some.
Man, it was fire. Shameless plug.
I don't think it's shameless at all.
No, I mean, because, you know, last night, you know, got a little hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel like leaving, so just fired up some bacon.
Good idea.
It was tasty.
Bacon and a Phil's win. It's a good night.
It was a good night. It was definitely a good night.
All right, dominant win by the Phillies last night. Sanchez pitched really well. The bats exploded again against a suspect Mets pitcher. And how about this? So, you know, the Phillies, Hugh, this year have had an interesting season to where they've had a lot of down moments that have caught our attention, right? Like they got swept out of Citi Field in April. That stunk. But you know what they did? They bounced back after that and won 11 out of 13.
Yes.
Then they got swept out of Pittsburgh
in
June, and Bryce Harper was put on the injury list, and it was like, uh-oh, rock bottom. Well, they bounced back from that and won 10 out of 13. Zach Wheeler goes on the injury list. The other pitchers step up here. Trey Turner goes on the injury list. They then come back and beat the Mets 3 in a row. Here's what I'm feeling as we are about, what is it, two and a half weeks until the start of the postseason?
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks, we would think, until the Phillies will play around their first postseason game, the first full weekend of October. Hugh, this group, we'll see what they do next month. No one knows what's going to happen in the postseason, but it does feel
different.
Different. It feels different.
I'm with you.
And my gut feeling watching them is they're similar in terms of the people, but there's a different feeling around this team. And I think they're more ready for October this time than they have been the last couple years, certainly than they were last year. They're peaking at the right time. I love the way they're playing. And deep down, I feel like October is going to be different this time. I mean, I know we've probably all said that at some point the last couple years. I feel it. I feel like this team has more resilience. They've got a chip on their shoulder. And their outfield, which was a weak part of the team for years, is suddenly playing really well. Like in the last month.
The platoon.
The Hopper's platoons have been awesome.
Topper's platoons, that sounds like that needs to be on a shirt.
I agree. I want a Topper's platoon shirt.
Topper's platoons.
Bader's been awesome. Kepler, I mean, half of us wanted him gone in the beginning of August while he's worked in this platoon. Marsh has hit for a while now. Stott's been better. This is as good as I felt about the Phillies at this point in the season in a very long time. Hugh, how you feeling? Deep down, do you feel like this October is going to be different?
When you ask me that question, see, and I know you're gonna get mad, but I need specifics. Okay, it feels different. So when you ask me that question, mm-hmm. Joe, for the sake of clarity, what do you mean? What are you asking me actually? Are you asking me, do I feel like this team is a World Series winner, contender?
Well, I think we'd all agree they're a contender.
Yes.
Right? Okay, they're gonna be a top two seed in the National League. So
are you asking me, do I think that they can win it all? Like, if you're asking me right now, as special as it feels, do I think that they have the wherewithal to win the World Series and we go back to back as far as championships in this city?
Two parades in 1 year.
Back to back.
Now we're talking.
Can I be honest with you?
No.
But I'm gonna be honest anyway.
Yep.
Last night, watching that game and then getting up this morning and looking at the highlights, my first thought was, man, how cool would it be to have two champions in the city at the same time?
Yeah, it would. Be awesome.
I said, how cool would that be? But
now here we go.
I was like, okay, this feels different, but at the same time, it feels eerily similar. Like I'm approaching this with cautious optimism, if you will. You know, because it's like it for me, it's like the three NFC Championship games that we went to and then finally get over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to click. And I'm pretty sure they're thinking about it. You just have to stay locked in. It feels different. I'm not going to lie. But if you're asking me to push all the way in and say, do I think that this team is special enough to get it done? I don't know.
As much as I want to be mad at you, I bet there's a lot of people out there that feel the same.
Trepidation.
Yeah, trepidation. Or not fully buy. And I get that. I mean, the Phillies the last 2 years have given us a lot of reasons to feel not different as October turns out the same. I do think there's a couple things that are clearly different, though. Their outfield is better now than it has been in years. I mean, they're going to go, and I know some of these names are like, doesn't wow you. It's better. Like, Brandon Marsh, since his hitless April, has been one of the better outfielders in the National League. Max Kepler and Castellanos as a platoon can work. Bader is a huge, huge boost. I mean, the guy's been he's played like an all-star since he got here. We a lot of us thought, just a guy? Maybe he is in his career just a guy. He's been an all-star caliber Philly so far. And then we have Duran in the back end. We got a closer that we haven't had in the postseason really the whole time they've been on this run. 215-592-9494. Look, I recognize the Phillies are not perfect. There's no Wheeler's not coming back, so we don't have that super strength at the top of the rotation. I'm just getting a feeling of resiliency. I'm getting a feeling the bullpen's better than it has been in other Octobers. Topper's got his finger on the pulse, NL Manager of the Year kind of season. This feels different to me. Like last year, I think we were lying to ourselves because they were trending down from June on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, don't worry about it. They'll flip a switch. This year, every time they've had a bad week, they bounce right back, right? Mm-hmm. Pirates, bad week, bad sweep, they bounce right back. Mets in April, bounce right back. Mets in August, bounce right back. They've got a resiliency to them, Hugh, that I didn't see much of last year.
It's different, but the reality is this. Even in that down year that you were talking about last year, the series against the Mets.
Yep.
Like, it's been the usual suspects every postseason, and that's the bats.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And last night, I know it sounds kind of crazy because what they dropped 11 last night.
Late.
Ooh. And it looks like they're trending in the right direction, and that's what you want.
See, now you're talking yourself into it. Come on now.
I am, but man, I hate to do this.
Don't do it then.
I have to. I got to see what happens in the postseason.
Oh, and this is why we all know you lied about the Phillies pledge.
I didn't. Yo.
We're almost in October, and you're still dropping
what
the
are we doing?
October stuff.
No, I'm not. But what I'm saying is, as good as it looks, we know what it looked like in the postseason. That's all. And I'm a little apprehensive. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little apprehensive.
I know you are. See, this is the problem.
What?
Because you're stuck in the past. The 2025 Phillies, every time we've asked them to answer the bell, they've answered the bell. I mean, they have. Every time they've looked like it was about to teeter, like it was going to be like 2024 or whatever part of the run you want to pick out. They've answered the bell. There's a resiliency. There's a better outfield. There's a better bullpen. Topper's got the pulse of this thing. They're going to be a top two seed, so they don't got to go all the way with all the rounds. I'm feeling good.
Can I give you an analogy?
Nope.
That's going to be fitting. Say you have a significant other.
Here we go.
And, you know, every time y'all go out and she gets he gets a couple drinks in them, you know, and their song, come on, the Juvenile song, Back That Thing Up. And they back that thing up like they, you know, they get a little wild when they get to dancing.
Okay.
So you go home and you say, hey, listen. We can't have you backing that thing up every time the Juvenile song come on. So y'all go out to the club, right? And as soon as you hear that beat drop, she start shaking it, and you're like, you're nervous because you don't know what's about to happen. It's about the same thing. You just don't know because you know that's her jam or his jam, and you know they like to back that thing up. So you're a little nervous. So that's all. I'm just a little nervous. You know, the more I think about that analogy, it probably didn't fit this moment.
It did not.
But it was a good analogy.
Also, it's not one that I've ever experienced, but I walked with you. I went along with it.
It probably didn't fit the moment, but it was stuck in my head. You know so what? I just had to go with it.
Once in a while, you have an analogy, and like, where can I work it in? You know what? Phillies, Castellanos, back that thing
back
up. I get it. 215-592-9494. Does this Phillies team feel different? Does it feel like, deep down, does it feel like this October is going to be different? And I know you tried to ask me specifically, does it mean they're going to win the World Series? I can't guarantee that today, and I can't pretend.
But that's what we're talking about.
I know, but I think there's a difference between, like, if they get to the World Series and lose in seven, I think there's a we could be proud of that, right? If they go, last year, they went out like chumps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they went out in four games to the Mets. They went out like chumps in the first round. There's a difference between going out like chumps and fighting and giving this city something to be proud of for a month. And I am in the camp today that they're going to give us something to be proud of next month.
Let me give you a better analogy.
Okay.
Okay, like.
You sure?
Last year,
you
yeah,
sure?
This one, I think this will be fair.
Okay. No way.
Because remember that day we found out that Coach Sirianni cut his hair?
Yeah, how could
like
forget?
Abruptly. Yeah. And we're sitting there. It was me, you, and Elliot. And I said, this could be the turning point for the season.
You did.
And I felt confident in saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that we were, you know, talking about going to the Super Bowl since that moment.
And we got there.
This, I feel good about this team, but I don't feel like that because of the past. You know, and then to be fair, even after you look at the Eagles season and how it fizzled out towards the end in Tampa, when that moment happened, and to be honest, in that moment, even in that game, it looked like it could have went either way. But in that moment, before the game started, I felt like that was a turning point for the season. Now, last night, the way that they exercised the demons, a shout out to the person that saged the whole stadium, whoever did that, God bless you, because that was huge. I feel like it's a turning point, but I don't know, because I've seen some of these major, you know, these usual suspects, they fizzle out towards the end.
Well, they have. Hopefully this is not I'll use this to kind of wrap it up with the analogies of the Phillies last few years. I don't know if they're going to win the World Series. And missing Wheeler still is obviously there. But I think it's much more likely that this thing ends with either a World Series or something like 2022 where we're proud of them at the end rather than game 6 and 7 against the Diamondbacks or the Mets series last year. I think they're built different this time, that they're not just going to fall apart and embarrass us. I don't think it's going to happen. 215-592-9494. Deep down, does this Phillies team feel different? Do you think we're getting a different October? Kyle, what are you feeling as the Phils have just beat the crap out of the Mets for three games
so
here?
I took a pledge for the Phillies at the beginning of the season.
That's right, you did.
I did, too.
I also took another pledge yesterday that I about the Eagles, but I think it applies to this Phillies team, too. Mm-hmm. We're done talking about the Super Bowl. Well, they won the Super Bowl, so this season, this and that. I think we got to start doing the same thing when it comes to October and this Phillies team.
Clean slate.
No.
Stop holding last October against this team. It's a different team. It's a different season. And
not
by the way,
technically, that dog don't hunt. It's not.
Well, no, it, no, it absolutely
hunts. Pater and Duran don't make them different. Makes them largely different.
Okay, two people.
But no,
hold on. Okay, you're right.
No.
I'll give you that.
But
I'll tell you
what else is different. Last season, for months before the postseason started, we were a 500 team. We all wanted to ignore it. But that was the case. There was the Mets, who were the hot team going into October. Again, we all wanted to ignore it, but then the reality hit us right in the face. Is it crazy for me to say right now, the hot team in baseball heading into the postseason, as of right now, we still have 2 weeks left, the hot team in baseball is the Phillies.
Not crazy to say. Since the start of August, which is right after the trade deadline, they're 25-13, and that includes the disaster at Citi Field.
Right.
So, like, they've been really good.
I want to add this, too. Like, the Ranger Suarez, the version that we had last season, the first half was awesome, and then he totally fizzled out and kind of sucked, really, for being honest, in the second half of the season. He was fine in that game against the Mets. He gave us a chance. But, like, the version that we're getting of all these guys in the pitching staff right now, we had bumps in the road with Lizardo. And Sanchez has been great all year, but Lizardo and Ranger, you know, a little bit iffy. We didn't know what kind of guys we were going to get from them. Top three of this Phillies rotation is I can hang with the best of them. And the way the bottom of the lineup's hitting right now, like, man, if they can keep that rolling and Bryce Harper starts to get out of this little slump, Kyle Schwarber picks back up where he left off a little bit earlier in the season, like, I could see this Phillies team going all the way. It just feels different.
I could too. Seeing the Phillies in the World Series, I could picture it right now. 215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls on this. Deep down, do you feel like this October is going to be different for the Phillies? Let's hear from Topper next. And Max Kepler asks if this team has their sights set on the number one seed now. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.